All right, so we're going to try to answer the question, what is Rabbeinu Tam's idea? That when the Gemara says Tanai works, Rav's Halacha Tanai works, it works only by Netila Shachris. And Netila Shachris, we're learning, as we explained, that Rabbeinu Tam means the same thing as Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, say in the Brachas, on Mem Aleph Amud Beis and Dapei Arif. It means an Atila that's not L'Shem Achila. And that's the same thing that the Ramah says in Simen Kuf Samach Dalet, that it's an Atila Shalo L'Shem Suda. Like Dumya, the Atila Shachars. That's what it means. It's a conceptual idea. It doesn't mean specifically Dafka Netila Shachars, but it means any Netila that's not L'Shem Suda. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah also clarifies that Ramah along those lines. So the question is, but what kind of idea is that? Why over there, when you have that kind of an Atila, do you not worry any longer about the halacha of Hefsek and then take off an Atila Suda? Why all of a sudden does Tanai work? And why is it different than an Atila L'Shem Suda? Okay, that's what we want to answer. So we wanted to say along these lines that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two types of netilas yudayim. One type is a netila l'shem suda. Now, what kind of a netila is that? That is a netilas yudayim whose essence is a matir. In other words, what the chachamim were mesakein when the chachamim is saki netila lechulin, so the chachamim is saki a maisa netila, and by definition that maisa netila is matir achilas lechem. There is the chacham said you're not allowed to eat lechem chulin without a netila, and the very what did they institute? Exactly that, a maisa netila shel matir. A mice and a tila whose essence, simply the mice and the tila per se, is matir achilas lachem. That's what they instituted, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So it's not any question about a chaloshem tahara or some kind of a idea of tahara or nikias or anything like that. It's simply... The only shame that you could talk about is that the yadayim should be netulos, that your hands should be washed, because that is the definition of a maisa netila. So, but the nature of the maisa netila is it's simply they institute a matir. They said if you want to eat bread, you need a matir of netilas yadayim. Okay? So therefore, if you maintain that the concept is that what is matir this achila, is a specific maisa netila. In other words, achilas lechem becomes mutter via a certain maisa, specific maisa for that purpose. So then you understand it's not possible to talk about a tnai. You can't have a din of masna on such a case like that, because the very idea is that that you want to eat this bread and you have to do a maisa netila to be matir this bread. And as it's a specific netila for this achila. So therefore, by definition, it cannot be masna for some other achila. That's not possible. By definition, by the very concept itself, that the maisa netila is a matir for this particular achila and this suda. So that's why it has to be takef, no hefsek. Because it has to be that this maisa netila, the way it's only a matir if it's directly connected and related to this specific achila. So if you want to eat, you want to have achilas lechem via this kind of a netila, then of course you cannot have any kind of hefsek. That is the din. That is the concept of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yonah and the way the Ramah paskins. But Rabbeinu Tam learns that there does exist in the system, in the halacha, another kind of netilah. There is another netilah that does exist. And that is a netilah l'shem tahara. Like a netilah shachris. Or what we call a netilah l'tfila. Where there the nature is, it's a netilah l'tahara. Or let's say even a netilah after you come out of the bathroom. It's a netilah l'shem nikias. See, these netilas do exist in the system of the Torah. So, when you do a netila, let's say a netila shachar, so when you do a netila in the morning, let's say l'shem tefila, so you do render your hands into yadayim tahoros. In other words, the nature of that netila, it's not the mice netila that's matter you to pray, to be mispalel. But rather, halacha is that you need taharas yadayim, as the Rambam says in Perek Dalet and Hilchos Tefillah. You need taharas yadayim, or tahara and yadayim nekiyos. So you're in there, the netila, it has an intention, it has an intent to give the yadayim a certain state, to put them in a certain condition. So now Rabbeinu Tam learns as follows, that when you see, so you render your hands to Horos, but you see, you render your hands to Horos for tefillah. You rendered your hands to Horos for a specific purpose. So now when that activity has ended, like for instance when tefillah is over, so now you cannot say that your hands are to Horos essentially, meaning your hands were rendered tahoros for tefillah. Now it happens to be when tefillah ended, you did nothing to compromise the state of your hands. But they're not tahoros essentially anymore, they're just tahoros incidentally. They happen to be tahoros. They're tahoros memela. They happen to be tahoros. But they're not essentially tahoros. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that in order to eat lechem, so there is another method you could use. And there is either you could use a netila lasuda, i.e. a netila shalmatir, or if your hands are essentially tahoros for suda, this can also allow you to eat lechem. Having yadayim tahoros, in other words, borrowing the other type of netila in the system also works for suda. That's probably how Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara in Kuvav and Chulin, that it's Mishum Srach Truma V'od Mishum Mitzvah. Meaning there's one idea that it partakes of the idea of Netila of Truma. Okay, that means that you need your hands essentially Tahoros. And the other idea is that you could have a Matir, that's the Mitzvah. That they constructed a new Maisa. But there's only one problem. Because we just said that when you finish tefillah, when you notel yadayim shachris, so your hands are not tahoros, essentially. So that's where masna comes in. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's exactly where masna comes in. See, masna comes into the picture that if you did a netila l'tefillah, so then after the tefillah, it would not be essentially tahor. But you see, if you're masna, then you're saying that your intent now you're being koveya through your kavana, that this netila should render my hands essentially tahor, even for something, for achila later, for something beyond tefillah. Yes, for tefillah, but even beyond. That's what masna does. In other words, masna renders the hands, the kavana renders the hands essentially tahor for another objective, for another purpose. That's where masna comes into the picture. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it all is very good. In the Gemara in Pesachim, where you notel yadav lesuda, so that's where the lacha is, take a flil netila suda. And even Kiddush would be a hefsek. You see, at least according to the Havamina of the Gemara. Because according to the Maskana, it's probably not. Okay, it's not actually. According to Rav Yitzchak, and even have, some Rishon of the Rush holds, you could even lechachila do it that way. All right. Whatever, but the point is that, according to the Havamina, though, it's not a kasha anymore. because it was an atila l'shem suda. But the Gemara in Chulin, Rav's halach of Masna, that's by netila kinetila shachras. Any netila that's not l'shem suda, where its intent is to produce a certain state, that's where you have the din of Masna. Yeah, it should be mentioned, you can't be Masna on a netila l'shem suda. You can't be Masna. Because there, it's a maisa netila as a matir, l'shem suda. So any state of, so you can't even talk about, categorically, you can't talk about a state of tahara. There's no idea of a state of tahara. It's simply they instituted a maisa netila. They didn't need to go further than that. All they said was, you need yadav netulos.